Zoe Gambling is a team leader at Elite Supported Employment. Based in Llantrisant, the organisation works across Wales. Zoe began by telling me about Elite Supported Employment and specifically the JobSense programme.
We specialise in supporting people with disabilities and long-term health conditions and those who are at a disadvantage to develop and increase their pre-employability skills with the view of enabling them to secure paid employment if that's what they wish. We also then provide the in-work support. So not only do we support participants to get to a stage that they're ready for work and step into work, we then provide sort of that in-work support to ensure that employment is maintained and sustained for that individual. So we deliver quite a large range of employability programmes, but I know today I've sort of come to you to speak specifically about our JobSense programme. Our JobSense programme is for people with sensory loss, so sight and hearing. The project has actually been established for 2 years now, and it's funded by the European Social Fund. We work in a partnership with two other organisations, RNID, who were historically known as Action on Hearing Loss, and COS, who are the Centre of Sign, Sight and Sound in North Wales. Elite responded so positively to the pandemic. It feels like a lifetime ago now that we were in this situation, but last March when we went into lockdown, initially the way in which we engaged with all participants on our programmes and all people sort of that referred to us was face to face. You know, we were out in the community, we go out. So when the lockdown came in place, we responded really quickly. We reverted to the home working practices and the remote working practices overnight. Our staff adapted phenomenally to the new way of working and the processes, and they brought all of our participants on board in that process. It was challenging, I'm not going to lie. I think for those very sort of early few weeks, employability wasn't necessarily our main focus, whereas before we'd been working with participants to bring them closer to the employment market, to be job searching. Obviously, the whole country was in lockdown, so we reverted very much to well-being, obviously always a core function of everything we do and an integral part of every activity that we complete anyway. But we reverted to calling people because a lot of the people that we work with were very, very socially isolated already due to their sight loss. So then suddenly having to be in the home and not able to go out, we were very, very conscious that that would have a huge impact on our participants. And our role we saw is to not let people step back. You know, we'd work with participants to build their confidence and to get them to a certain stage to be ready for work. We didn't want people to regress. So we did a lot of well-being, just calling people, seeing how you are, touching base, focusing on other things other than COVID, you know, just being someone to talk to at the end of the phone. And I think as people got over the shock of everything, after the first few weeks, we then really sort of started to focus on bringing back in our pre-employability work. So we supported people to engage with us through digital means. Unfortunately, that hasn't been possible for everybody. So sometimes we've just remained on the phone. But we actually very, very successfully delivered everything that we used to do face-to-face with people remotely. So we've focused on pre-employability skills, on confidence building, interview techniques, accredited training, work awareness, health and safety, well-being, physical health, better off in work calculations, budgeting, and job searching, which has been absolutely phenomenal. It was challenging to build people's skills and to bring them along with us, but the participants responded fantastically. And we've seen amazing outcomes. We've seen people's digital skills improve phenomenally. We've brought people together, so peer-to-peer support. Where we have struggled, and this is where I'm really hoping that sort of this radio broadcast can really help us, is engage with new people. That's been our biggest challenge in all of this. Those that have been on programme have achieved phenomenal outcomes. We've placed many people into paid employment during this time as well. But engaging with new people has been a real challenge. Many of the organisations that we engage with to generate new referrals, again, shut down, worked from home. We have had some new referrals during this time, but we'd love to see many more because we think that there's lots of people out there that we want to reach out to. So over the month of June, We are going to be reopening our head office so that our staff have a base to be able to come back to in a very, very safe and socially distanced way. I think our priority when we open our job clubs, first of all, is going to be trying to engage and bring those people into our job clubs that haven't been able to engage digitally during this time. Because if we can be with them face to face and teach them the digital skills, which is so much easier to do in a face to face environment, that could increase people's skills and then enable them to work with us in that blended way. So everything, once again, will be person centred. Very much tailored to the individual, to their preferences, how they're feeling about going back out into the community. But we do recognise that that face-to-face work is so important as well to build relationships and to build trust. We've got some participants that understandably are very, very nervous about stepping back out, you know, into the new world. So for those, it's that gradual transition back to our job clubs that will be going at the participants' pace. We've actually had some great successes, but we've actually placed a couple of individuals into payroll support roles. We've got a lady that's actually working herself on a mental health program out in the community. What we have noticed as the 12 months has progressed is that the employment market is becoming more positive. Different industries are starting to thrive from this new way of working as well. So we have specific advisors. They're our employer engagement team. And their role is specifically to go out and engage with employers to generate employment opportunities. We heavily rely on setting up supported, very structured work experience placement opportunities and volunteering opportunities for our participants to enable people to learn new skills, understand different working environments. But that hasn't been employers' priorities. We have been successful in setting up some, and I do hope that as we ease now into this sort of new blended way of working with employees in the community, that those doors will open again. Just like to add as well, in terms of the main criteria for the JobSense programme, if you are interested, we work across many different regions across Wales. You would also need to be over 25 years of age and also classed as long-term unemployed or economically inactive. So my name's Zoe Gambling, and we do have our elite head office number, which is 01443 22 6664. My mobile number is 07912 194317. If you want to explore opportunities, give us a call, talk to us, and we can guide you through and give you more examples of different ways that we can work with you.
Zoe, thank you for talking to our NIB Connect Radio today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Zoe Gambling, team leader at Elite Supported Employment. If you would like further information on the JobSense programme, call 01443 226664.